Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/GregoryGirard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/GregoryGirard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
When I was 14 years old, my mama bought me a motorcycle. And my best friend, Bernard Holloway, Bernard had a 125 Honda, and his brother had a 175 Honda. So me and my boy Bernard, we would ride up and down the street all in the neighborhood and stuff, and we used to play games. We used to see who could pop the longest wheelie. Well, my boy Bernard, he was riding a four-stroke, and his gears were long. So if he rode in first gear, he could ride the whole length of the block. In fact, a couple of times, he popped a wheelie, and he came down real quick. And I was like, ooh, I can beat that. I can beat that. And I would give it a bunch of gas and pop my clutch, and my bike would jump out from under me, and I'd fall down, and the bike would bounce down the street.
Thank you.
Rolling with the Southern California Firebirds and Camaros, and we went into the Crenshaw Shopping Center. And we parked all our cars in arrangement, and we got ready to go inside because it was almost midnight. And while we were standing outside talking, all of a sudden bullet shells started hitting the top of my car. Bing, bing. And I said, oh, no, they're shooting in L.A. And before I could think about it, I jumped inside my car. And I was like, well, if my car gets shot, it's okay because I'm in my car. But the bullets were coming down out the sky. It was raining bullets. And I was holding on to my buddy, and I was like, dude, I hope we don't get shot.
What's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Thursday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I want to talk basketball. Let's talk about the WNBA and the NCAA basketball tournament right here, right now on G Money's radio show. Well, all right, let's talk G Money Sports Report, and let's talk basketball. Okay, first thing, let's go over the games that played on Tuesday night and Wednesday night. So let's go over those games. Tuesday night first.
All right. Game number one on Tuesday, the Washington Wizards beat the Detroit Pistons 117-97. You bet on Wizards, and it was Wizards for the win.
All right. That's a win for G Money. That's 1-0. What was my record from Monday night? So I can add
Monday
to my
night?
Total.
Yeah. Your record was 4-3.
4-3 on Monday. Okay. So I'm 1-0 Tuesday.
Wait, I'm sorry.
Let's go to
On Monday, your record was, Monday was a 13. Yeah, 4-3. And Tuesday, your record was 7-1. Why doesn't that sound right?
Aren't we doing Tuesday now?
Yeah. Tuesday's
the 14th. Yeah, so we did Monday, and we didn't do Tuesday. We said we'd wait till Tuesday to Thursday. Go
right.
Tuesday.
Okay, Monday your record was 4-3.
4-3. Okay. So now Tuesday, I'm 1-0
Tuesday.
On Tuesday so far. So let's go to game number two.
Game number two, Cleveland Cavaliers beat the Charlotte Hornets 120-104. You bet on Cavs,
right.
And Cavs for the win.
All right. So that's a win for G-Money. So that's two wins and zero losses. Let's go to game number three.
Game number three, the Toronto Raptors beat the Denver Nuggets 125-110. You bet on Raptors, and it was Raptors for the win.
All right. That's three wins and zero losses. So that's three wins for G-Money. So let's go to game number four.
Game number four, the Lakers beat the Pelicans 123-108. You got on Lakers, and it was Lakers for the win.
All right. That's a win for G-Money. So that's four wins and no losses. I'm 4-0. Let's go to game number five.
Game number five, the Thunder beat the Nets 121-107. You bet on the Thunder, and it was Thunder for the win.
All right. That's a win for G-Money. So that's 5-0. Let's go to game number six.
Game number six, the San Antonio Spurs beat the Orlando Magic 132-114. You bet on the Magic, but it was Spurs for the win.
Oh, no, it was an upset. The Spurs came out with the win. Were they playing in San Antonio, or were they playing in Orlando?
San Antonio.
Oh, that's why they won. They played at home. Okay, well, that's a loss for G-Money, so I'm 5-1 now. Let's go to game number seven.
Game number seven, the Knicks beat the Trailblazers 123-104. You bet on the Knicks, and it was Knicks for the win.
All right, that's another win for G-Money. So that's six wins and one loss. So let's go to game number eight.
Game number eight, the Bucks beat the Suns. The Milwaukee Bucks beat the Phoenix Suns 116-104. You bet on the Bucks, and it was Bucks for the win.
All right, that's another win for G-Money. So that's seven wins and one loss. So let's go to game number nine.
Only eight games on Tuesday.
All right. Well, I'm 7-1, so I was 4-3. So 7-1 makes me 11-4. 11-4.
That's right.
Okay. 11-4. So let's go to Wednesday night. Feel like a winner.
All right.
Feel like I can get five in a row. How many games on Wednesday night?
Seven games on Wednesday.
Eight. Seven games. All right. Let's see if I can go 7-0 on Wednesday night. Okay. Game number one.
Game number one, the Heat beat the Grizzlies 138-119. You bet on the Grizzlies, but it was the Heat for the win.
Oh, that was an upset. How come the Grizzlies, where did they play that game? Did they play in Miami? Or did they play in Memphis? They played in Miami. Okay. Well, okay. All right, well, that's a loss for G-Money. So that's 0-1. So let's go to game number two.
Game number two, the Philadelphia 76ers beat the Cleveland Cavaliers 118-109. You bet on the 76ers, and it was 76ers for the win.
All right, that's a win for G-Money. So that's two wins and one loss for G-Money, so let's go to game number four.
It's one win and one loss.
Oh, 1-1? Okay. So game number three then.
Game number three, the Boston Celtics beat the Minnesota Timberwolves barely 104-102. You got on the Timberwolves, and it was Celtics for the win.
Oh, upset. Boston finally won the game. Oh, man. Minnesota lost that game. they must have given it away in the last shot in the fourth quarter with 3 seconds left on the clock. And Boston had the ball, and they scored. That's how they won that game. That had to be how they won. Okay. Well, that's a loss for G Money. So what's that make my record now? I was 2-1, so now I'm 2-2.
You're 1-2.
Okay, I'm 1-2. So game number 4 coming up.
Game number 4, the Sacramento Kings beat the Chicago Bulls 117-114. You bet on Kings, and it was Kings for the win.
Well, that was a good game. Chicago almost came back and beat the Sacramento Kings. That should have been an automatic win for Sacramento, though, people. Sacramento is number 3 in the Western Conference, and they played against the bottom team in the Eastern Conference. That shouldn't even have been a game, a competition. But I got the win anyway. So I'm 3 wins and 2 losses. So let's go to game number 6.
Game number 5. So it's 2 wins and 2 losses. Game number 5.
Oh, okay.
The Houston Rockets beat the L.A. Lakers 114-110. You bet on Lakers, and it was Houston Rockets for the win.
Oh, no. Did they play in Houston? They did. So Houston won at home, and the Lakers lost. Wow. That's the 3rd Houston win, and all 3 Houston wins were in Houston. Okay, I'm going to have to keep track of that. Okay, so that's a win for Houston, but that's a loss for G Money. Okay, so that's what's my record now? 3-2, 3-3? 3 wins, 3 losses?
2-3.
2 wins, 3 losses. Okay. Let's go to game number 6.
Game number 6, the Dallas Mavericks beat the San Antonio Spurs 137-128. You bet on Mavericks, and it was Mavericks for the win.
Yeah, I was hoping the Mavericks wouldn't give it up to San Antonio. San Antonio doesn't win very many games, and the Dallas Mavericks needed to win. So I'm glad they did. Okay, that's a win for G Money. So that's 4 wins and 3 losses. We go to game number
3
8.
Wins and 3 wins and 3 losses.
3-3. Okay, so we go to game number 7.
Game number 7, the Clippers beat the Warriors 134-126. You bet on the Clippers, and it was Clippers for the win.
Yeah, I kind of thought the Clippers would come around. They would start winning because they want to move up in the standing. But I'm disappointed that Golden State didn't win. I wonder what's going on with Golden State. They must have some internal problems. I wonder if everybody played for Golden State. Do they have injuries and they have star players that didn't play? I'm going to have to check that out. Okay, well, that's a win for G Money, and that's what I predicted, the Clippers to beat the Golden State Warriors. So,
all right. So that was the last game for yesterday, would keep you at 4-3, and
that's 4-3, 7 games on Wednesday.
That's right.
Okay, so I was
11-4,
I was 11-4, and 7-3.
is 11-4. 11. You had 4-3 on Monday. You had 7-1 on Tuesday, which puts you at 11-4. And
11-4.
And then Wednesday you were 4-3, which puts you at 15-7.
15-7. Okay, 15-7 for the week. That's a little better than 500. I need to get some more wins and cut back on my losses. Okay, so let's pick the games for Thursday. Let's see how I do tomorrow for Thursday's game. All right, what's my record now? I'm
15-7.
15-7. Okay. All right. How many games we have tonight, Thursday night?
5 games today.
5 games. All right. Let's see if I can go 5-0 today. All right. Game number one.
Game number one, Denver Nuggets play the Detroit Pistons.
Oh, all right. Denver Nuggets for the win.
Nuggets for the win. Game number two, Sacramento Kings are playing the Brooklyn Nets.
Sacramento Kings for the win.
Kings for the win. Game number three, the Oklahoma City Thunder is playing the Toronto Raptors.
I'm going to take the Oklahoma Thunder for the win.
Oklahoma City for the win. Game number four, Indiana Pacers are playing the Milwaukee Bucks.
Indiana Pacers are playing the Milwaukee Bucks. I'm taking Milwaukee
right.
for the win. That should be an automatic win. So I'm going to take
Bucks
Milwaukee. That should be 4-0. I should have 4 wins and no losses so far. Okay. Game number five.
Game number five, Orlando Magic is playing the Phoenix Suns.
I'm taking Phoenix over Orlando Magic. Phoenix Suns for the win.
All right, Suns for the win. That's it for today's game.
Hey, where are they playing that game? Is Phoenix playing in Phoenix, or they're playing in Orlando? They're playing in Phoenix?
Yep.
Okay, then I want to stay with my Phoenix Suns for the win. Okay, so that's 5 games. So I should go 5-0 with those 5 games. All right, sounds good. Well, now let's talk NCAA tournament. Do we have the schedule of the games for the men's NCAA basketball tournament round one? I'm going to have to go on the rankings. Okay. I'm going to have to go on the rankings because I don't know the college basketball teams right now. So I'm going to have to go on the rankings and see who beat who. So.
So what do you want to know?
Okay. Yeah, okay, tell me.
The first round started today, and about half of the games have been played already.
Okay, so tell me what the first game was. Who was playing and what their ranking was when they're playing in the game. And then I'll tell you who I think won.
West Virginia, who's ranked 9, played Maryland, who's ranked 8.
Okay, I'm thinking Maryland won over West Virginia.
Yep. Maryland won
67-65. 67-65? Oh, they only won by 2 points? Okay. West Virginia must be a pretty good team then. but they're ranked number 9, and Maryland was ranked number 8. Okay, so 8 beat 9. All right. So what other game? What division? What are they divided in conferences or divisions? How are they divided?
That's a very good question, G Money.
Okay.
I don't know. So that game, let's see, that was West Virginia and Maryland. That game, so there's four regions, the South, the East, the Midwest, and the West. And so Virginia and Maryland, that game is in the South.
Okay. So Maryland won for the first game in the South. All right. So what other game? What's the next game?
Game number 2, also in the South, Furman is playing Virginia.
Furman is playing Virginia. Okay. What's Furman ranked? Furman must be ranked like 10 or 11, something like that. And Virginia might be ranked like 4th.
Furman is ranked 13th, and Virginia is ranked 4th.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm going to take Virginia for the win, unless Furman upsets Virginia. But I don't think they have any Cinderella teams playing so far. So I'm just going to say Virginia is going to win this game, and they're going to move on.
Well,
we don't
Furman
have a final
won the game.
This game. Furman won the game?
68-67.
Oh, my God. We got a Cinderella team already. Ranked 13th, and they're coming in beating a 4th-ranked team. Oh, man. Okay. Furman is going to be the Cinderella team. We're going to have to watch Furman. Where is Furman? Do you know what state Furman's in?
No.
Okay. Well, we'll have to find out what state
Furman University is in Greenville, South Carolina.
South Carolina. Okay. Furman in South Carolina. Okay. We need to watch them. They're 13th, and they beat a 4th-ranked Virginia team. Okay. So we got 8th-ranked Maryland beat 9th-ranked North Virginia. And now we got 13th-ranked Furman, 4th-ranked Virginia.
Virginia.
Okay. All right. So we got to keep our eye on the 13th-ranked Furman and see if they're going to be the underdog to make it. Well, they won today, so that means they go to the Sweet 32. Well, they don't call it the Sweet 32, but at least they go on to the 32, the next section of 32 games. All right. So who else? What other games played today?
Okay, also in the South, Utah State played Missouri.
Utah State playing Missouri. What ranking is Utah?
Utah State ranked 10. It's playing Missouri ranked 7.
Okay. I'm going to take Missouri for the win because I don't think Utah has any ball players since their professional team isn't looking really good. So I'm thinking Utah University won't be looking too good. So I'm taking Missouri for the win.
You took Missouri for the win?
Yeah.
Yep, that was right. Missouri won 76-65.
All right, 76-65. And Missouri was ranked what? What was their ranking?
Missouri is ranked 7. And Utah State was ranked 9-10.
Okay, so 7-10. Okay, so we need to keep an eye on Missouri and see how far they go in the tournament. Okay, all of these teams are in the South? Because the first
three teams were in the South.
Okay, so what's the other team? The last game should be a Southern team in the South playing. So
there are a lot more games in the first round.
Yeah, but the other team
played today.
The other games should be in the other regions. It's 4 in each region. So we already have 3 games
G-Money.
In the South.
G-Money.
So they should have broken up 4 by 4.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. There's 16 games being played today.
Right. All 16 games played?
16
okay.
games being played today for
all
the
right.
first round. And then there are more first-round games. There's more first-round games being played tomorrow, another 16. So there's
right.
32
so
first-round games
all together. Okay, four of the games should be in the South. And we already heard from 3 of the games. So it should be 1 more game played in the South that is played today. And then
this is gonna be
break up into the
okay. All right, we'll see. We'll see if that's correct. So the
okay.
first 3 games are in the South. Game number 4 is that's in the East. That's Howard playing Kansas.
Howard playing Kansas? Ooh,
go
that
Bison.
Doesn't sound good. That doesn't sound good. Howard is playing against a powerhouse of Kansas University. Kansas is probably ranked like 3 or 4, and Howard is probably ranked 12th, something like that.
Howard is ranked 16th, and Kansas is ranked number 1.
Oh, yeah. That's what I thought. This is a total mismatch. So I'm taking Kansas for the win, for sure. That's going to be a mismatch.
Yeah, Kansas. Kansas beat the Howard Bisons 96-68, and I was wrong. That's not in the East. That game's in the West. Western.
In the West.
Bracket.
Oh, okay. That was in the West. But Kansas beat up on Howard. Oh, that's bad. I mean, I feel bad for Howard, but that's not Howard University in D.C. That's another
yes,
Howard
it is.
Somewhere in the West. Okay.
Nope, that's Howard University. That's the Bisons, bro. Howard Bisons. Yes, it is.
But, oh, that's Georgetown, the Hoyas in D.C. Okay. So
right.
Howard. Okay. So Howard University and in Washington, D.C., got beat today. Okay. Well, I'm sorry to see my fraternity's home chapter got beat, because that's where Phi Beta Sigma was founded, at Howard University, the Bisons. So I'm sorry to hear they got beat, but they were outnumbered, they were playing. Wow. Well, who did they play? Missouri? No.
Kansas. Ranked number one.
They played Kansas. Oh, yeah. They played Kansas. Yeah, they got outranked. So they had to play a super game in order to win. Okay. So Kansas beat them. I'll claim that win because it's number one playing number 16. So that was an automatic win for me. I would have bet on Kansas to beat Howard. Okay. So what other game do we have?
Game number five today is, let's see. We're back in the South. Texas A&M Corpus Christi is playing Alabama. And Texas A&M Corpus Christi is ranked 15th. Alabama is ranked number one.
Number one. Yeah. A guy was just out here talking to me when I was talking about the tournament. He said, Alabama's number one. So that's what I heard today on the news. Report that Alabama had a number one ranking, and that's the first time they've been number one in basketball because they're a football college, and they're number one in basketball, so that was upsetting a lot of reporters. They're really wondering how far Alabama's going to go, but Alabama's number one, so I'm rooting for Alabama. So Alabama's playing who?
Texas A&M, Corpus Christi.
Texas. Yeah, so they're ranked, what, 11, 12, 10?
They're ranked
16. 16th? Oh, yeah, they got a mismatch too. Okay, so 16 played one. Okay, so that's the way it's looking. It's like 16 is playing 1, 15 is playing 2, 14 is playing 3, and 13 will be playing 4, and 12 will be playing 5, and 11 will be playing 6, and 10 will be playing 7, and then 9 will be playing 8. So that's how it'll break down. Okay. So let's see.
By George, you got it.
Yes, I got it. I understand how they're breaking the rankings. Okay. So, who else is playing today? It should be 8 games played today.
There are 16 games being played today altogether. Game number, where are we at? Game number 6, 12th-ranked Charleston is playing 5th-ranked San Diego State.
Okay, I'm going to take San Diego State for the win.
San Diego State for the win. And let me just tell you that game is also in the South. So that's so far, that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 games in the South already.
Okay. 5 games in the South. I think it'll be 8
so
games
far.
Playing in each division. So that's 5, so it should be 3 more games. playing in the South. Okay. Well, I'm taking, what's that, San Diego.
It's Charleston playing San Diego State. Charleston.
Yeah. So I'm taking San Diego, a fifth, ranked fifth.
All right.
Beat a 12th ranked team.
San Diego State won that game 63-57.
63-57. Okay.
All right.
6 points. 6 points. That wasn't bad. Charleston played a pretty good game. Okay. So what other game do we have left? That's
Game number seven out of 16. 15th ranked Princeton is playing second place ranked Arizona, and this is also in the South.
Okay. Well, I'm going to take Arizona for the win because I heard they have an exceptional team. Even though Princeton played good to win their tournament, they really showed out to actually win their tournament. So they made it to the NCAA tournament because they won their tournament. So that's how they qualified for the tournament. But nobody really expects them to do well because they're ranked 15th. So they're 15th out of 16 in their division. So, and they're playing a number two team. So they're not expected to win. So I'm not going to count on them to win. So I'm going to take the number two team to beat, who is that, Charleston? That's the number 15.
You're choosing Arizona over, you're choosing number two ranked Arizona over number 15th ranked Princeton, right?
Yeah, I'm taking Arizona over Princeton.
Well, 15th ranked Princeton beat second place ranked Arizona 59-55.
What? Oh, no, we got another Cinderella team. Princeton, nobody expected Princeton to win, and they stepped up and beat number two, Arizona. Oh, that's an upset. Okay, we got two upsets in the making. Now we got to see how far these upsets go. One upset was, I forget the name of the team, but it was ranked number 15, and they beat somebody. And Princeton was ranked, was it ranked 15th also? And it beat a number two ranked team? So Princeton beat Arizona. And what was the other team? Murray, something like that? And they were the 15th ranked.
Number Farmer. 13th ranked Furman beat 4th place ranked Virginia.
Yeah, okay. So Furman, number 13, and Princeton, number 15, are the two Cinderella teams right now. We got to keep our eye up and see how they do. Are both of them in the South? Or is Princeton playing in another division? They're in the South, so they'll probably play head up eventually if they keep playing. Okay, because the South will have to compete against all the South before they start playing in other people as the tournament goes on. All right, so Furman and Princeton are the Cinderella teams so far. Okay, so how many games is that? 8 games? 9 games?
That's 7 games.
7 games. Okay. Let's go to game number eight.
Game number eight, ninth-ranked Illinois is playing eighth-ranked Arkansas.
And both of these are in the South, I bet.
Nope.
No?
Nope, they are in the West. They're in the West.
In the West. Okay, the ninth-ranked team is playing the eighth-ranked team in the West. Okay, and what are the names of the teams again? Let me see if I could, if I heard it.
Ninth-ranked Illinois and eighth-ranked Arkansas.
Well, I think I heard Illinois is a favorite. They have a good basketball team that people are really expecting them to go far in the tournament. Illinois. And they are playing. Who are they playing? Oh, no. Don't tell me it's going to rain. I'm getting drops on my neck. Oh, no. Okay. Illinois is playing who? Who is the eighth-ranked
Arkansas
team? Arkansas. Oh, well, that should be a close game. Both of them are right around the same ranking. So both of them must have won their tournament in order to be a top-ranked team in their tournament. But I'm gonna take Illinois to beat Arkansas, because I think Illinois has a basketball reputation. I don't think Arkansas does. I think Arkansas is more of a football school. So I'm gonna take Illinois. I think they have basketball reputation. I don't think they're a football school. I think they're more basketball. So I'm going to take Illinois over Arkansas. 9-8. And where are they?
Okay.
Are they in the South? Are they in the West? Or in the East?
They're in the West.
They're in the West. Okay. So I'm going to take Illinois in the West.
Arkansas beat Illinois 72-63.
72-63? Arkansas beat Illinois? Oh,
73-63.
They beat them by 10 points. Okay. Arkansas is showing a little flair there. Okay. Arkansas, ranked number 8, moves on. Okay, so we got a ranking number 15, and we got a ranking number 13, and we got a ranking number 8 that moves on. All right, those are the underdogs. Well, 8 isn't really an underdog, but they're close. They're in the top half of the points for their
eight
division.
8-9. 8 plays 9, so 8 winning is not an underdog situation.
Not upset, huh? Yeah, they were expected to win. Okay. All right. So we'll just keep an eye on Arkansas, because I didn't think they had a basketball reputation. So with them beating Illinois, who had a basketball reputation, that kind of surprised me. Okay. So that was a loss for me. I picked Illinois to beat Arkansas, so that's a loss for me in my picks. I don't know where we are in the picking of the games in this quadrant of how many games did they play today? 16 games?
There are 16 games today, and that was
that was
game number 8.
Yeah, that was
we're halfway through.
Three. Okay, so I'm 5-3 now, because that was the third game that I would have picked. And I thought I would have won, but I lost that one.
The emphasis on we're halfway through.
Okay. So let's move on. We got 8 games, so we got to get to 16. So, all right. Let's see if we can move it a little faster then. Let me see if I can pick the winners and we can move on. Today just might be all basketball day. Okay.
Okay. That's okay with me. Game number 9 is hasn't finished yet, and it's the 9th-ranked Auburn playing 8th-ranked Iowa, and they're in the Midwest, coming out of the Midwest bracket.
Mm. Iowa playing
Auburn.
Auburn? Mm.
Auburn.
Okay. Iowa playing Auburn. I know Auburn's a football school. Iowa plays football, too. They got a good football reputation. So that's pretty even. I don't know. I'll have to go with team number 8. Who's that? Auburn?
Iowa's 8, Auburn is 9.
Okay. Well, I'm going to take Iowa then for team number 8 playing against team number 9. I'll take 8 for the win.
Okay, you're taking Iowa for the win. Game number 10, 12th-ranked Oral Roberts is playing 5th-place-ranked Duke, and that is in the East, the Eastern bracket.
Okay, Oral Roberts kind of surprised everybody last year. They came out and they won a lot of games. They went down to like the Sweet 8, the Elite 8 last year. I remember Oral Roberts. Okay, but Duke is supposed to be a favorite in the NCAA tournament. Nobody beat Duke. So Duke and North Carolina are supposed to be the two powerhouses in the NCAA tournament. So I'm picking Duke to beat Oral Roberts. I don't think Oral Roberts will get by Duke. So I'm going to pick Duke. What's Duke's ranking?
Duke is ranked number 5th. Oral Roberts ranked number 12.
5. Okay. Yeah, I'm going to take Duke for the win because I don't think anybody's going to beat Duke.
Duke
versus
for the win.
Oral Roberts. Yeah. Duke
game
versus
number
11. Oral Roberts. Okay.
Game number 11, 15th-ranked Colgate is playing number 2-ranked Texas, and that is in the Midwestern bracket.
Midwestern. Okay. Texas has good basketball where they are from. They play basketball in Texas real tough, like they play football. So, and basketball's ranked number 2. I'm going with Texas for the win. And they're playing against who?
Number 15's ranked Colgate.
Yeah. Now, Texas will beat Colgate. Colgate won their tournament, so that's why they ended up in the NCAA tournament. But I don't think they'll go far unless they upset Texas. But I don't think that's going to happen. All right. So Texas, team number two for the win.
All right, Texas for the win. Game number 12. 10th-ranked Boise State is playing. Texas and Colgate are in the Midwest bracket.
Midwest. Okay, they're in the Midwest. I'm still looking for this other team that's in the South. Okay. So I'm betting on Texas. So let's move on.
The next game comes from the Western bracket. It's 10th-ranked Boise State is playing 7th-ranked Northwestern.
Northwestern is playing against Boise State?
Yep.
I heard some stuff about Northwestern. They were supposed to have a pretty good team. Everybody's been impressed with their team. But Boise State is supposed to be real good, too. Boise State's supposed to be a real good team. So Northwestern against Boise State. What numbers are those? Boise State is number what? 13? 12?
Warmer,
they're 10?
Right.
Okay, Boise State is 10, and Northwestern is what? How close to 10 are they? Oh, well, they must be 7, because 8 played 9.
Right.
So 10 played
right.
7. Okay. All yeah. right. So Boise State playing number 8 they're playing number 7. And who's number 7?
Right. Northwestern.
Who is number Northwestern? Oh, okay. Well, Boise State's supposed to be pretty good, but Northwestern's supposed to be good too. So I'm going to take Northwestern. I probably should take Boise because I heard a lot of stuff about Boise. But I'm going to take Northwestern because they're the 7th-ranked team. So I'm going to take them as favorites over Boise, number 10. So I'm going to take 7 over 10.
Okay. Game number
the Boise State.
All right. Game number 13, 16th-ranked Northern Kentucky is playing number 1-ranked Houston. And they're in the Midwestern bracket.
Okay. I'm going to take number 1 over 16. I'm going to take Houston over... What, 16th? Are they something Texas?
Northern Kentucky.
Oh, Northern Kentucky. Oh, they're a Kentucky school. Because, you know, basketball was started somewhere around Kansas and Kentucky. So,
Really?
They may have a real serious basketball program at Northern Kentucky. Okay. I'm going to still take the number one team. Not number one. It's number four team playing against Northern Kentucky.
The game of basketball was invented in Springfield College in Springfield, Massachusetts.
Massachusetts? It wasn't started in Kansas? Massachusetts. Okay. I thought basketball was started in Kansas. And I thought Kentucky was the runner-up. Okay. I wonder if they have any teams from Massachusetts then, since basketball was started there. Let's see if anybody represents the Midwest in Massachusetts. Okay. All right, so who's playing in this game?
Yeah, are we going to the next game? Game number 14? Okay, game number 13 was 16th-ranked Northern Kentucky playing first-place-ranked Houston.
Okay, Houston. I'm picking Houston for that win. Okay, go to the next game. The next game was
the next
who we
game
stuck on.
Is 13th-ranked Louisiana Lafayette playing fourth-place-ranked Tennessee.
Louisiana Lafayette? I haven't heard anything about anything from Louisiana. I guess that's why the Pelicans ain't so good, because they just don't recruit nobody from Louisiana. I would think the team number one would beat the 16th ranked team. So I would pick team number one. Who's that? Lafayette? No, Lafayette is the Louisiana. Who is team number one?
Louisiana Lafayette. 13th ranked Louisiana Lafayette is playing fourth ranked Tennessee.
Yeah, okay. I'll take Tennessee for the win. It's Tennessee University, University of Tennessee. So I'll take Tennessee for the win. I don't think Louisiana upset Tennessee, but I'll take Tennessee for the win.
Okay. Game number 15, 10th-ranked Penn State is playing 7th-ranked Texas A&M, and this is in the Midwest bracket.
Okay. You said Penn State. That's interesting. I don't know if Penn State has any kind of basketball reputation. Especially, what'd you say, Northern Penn State? That's not the regular Penn State basketball college. That's Northern Penn State. So that's not the real.
What are you talking about?
You said Penn State versus Texas, right?
Tenth place Penn State, or yeah, tenth ranked Penn State is playing 7th ranked Texas A&M. But you're talking about Northern Penn State, and I don't know where that came from.
Oh, I thought that's what you said. So actually, it's football Penn State that's playing Texas. Oh, okay. Well, again, that's football Penn State. I don't know if they have a basketball reputation in Penn State. I don't think they play basketball in Penn State. What number are they? They're 10th?
They're ranked 10th.
And they're playing against a
number 7
ranked
Texas A&M.
Yeah, I'm going to take 7th ranked Texas because I think Texas has a better basketball reputation. I think everybody from Texas plays basketball. I don't know if Penn State has a basketball reputation. I know they got football, but I don't know. Penn, is it Penn State or University of Penn?
Penn State.
That's two different pens. Okay, I'm taking Texas, Penn State. I think the University of Pennsylvania is the pen that is world famous for their basketball program. I mean, for their football program. I don't know about Penn State. But I'm taking Texas. Texas for the win.
Okay. Game number 16, University of North Carolina at Asheville, 15th ranked University of North Carolina at Asheville is playing 2nd ranked UCLA, and that game is in the Western bracket.
Yeah, I'm taking UCLA for the win. I don't care who they're playing. I'm taking UCLA to go all the way to the Final Four. I want to see UCLA play UNLV in the championship game. That's what I want to see. I want to see UCLA go all the way. So hopefully they won't get beat the first round, but they shouldn't. They're number one ranked. UCLA is number one ranked.
Number two.
Oh, they're number two. Okay. They're still in good shape. They should win their division. So I'm expecting them to go all the way. Okay. UCLA and UNLV should be in the final championship game. Or at least in the Final Four. All right. So
why
UCLA.
Why don't I see UNLV in the bracket anywhere?
Why don't you see UNLV where?
In the bracket. In the first round.
Maybe their division hasn't come up yet because they're probably in the Western Conference. So all of the Western teams haven't been picked yet. All of the Western teams haven't the games haven't played yet. We got a lot of Southern teams and a lot of Midwest teams, and we only have a couple of Western games. So that's why UNLV hasn't been picked yet, because I think UNLV is ranked number one or number two in the Western Conference.
You sure about that?
Yeah, because UCLA is there in the Western Conference, and they're number two in the West, right?
UCLA? UCLA is in...
Gotta be in the West.
UCLA is in... Colonial...
They're in the West.
There's a lot of conferences. I have to go through them one by one. I have to find them. Mid-American, Mid-Eastern, Missouri Valley, Mountain West. Okay, UNLV is in Mountain West. What were you asking me about?
UCLA. I thought they were in the
UCLA
West.
UCLA is in Pac-12. They're in Pac-12.
Yeah. Okay.
Which is not the
Western Conference.
It's the Pac-12 conference.
Right. But I thought it was a Western division. I thought all of the teams were divided into four divisions, the South, the West, the Midwest, and the East-West or something like that. I thought
the
it was
South,
just four
the
divisions.
East, the South, the, in, there are four brackets, the South, the East, the Midwest, and the West. But I don't know how the teams get into these brackets. And I, like I said, I don't see UNLV in any of the brackets.
Okay. But they're located in what bracket are they in? They're in an outside bracket, not one of the top four that you said you just mentioned. So they must have 16 brackets.
16 brackets. That doesn't
brackets.
Sound right.
Yeah.
UNLV may not have made the playoffs because their record was 7-11.
7-11? I thought.
Yeah.
The boys did really.
They
good.
Probably didn't make the playoffs.
Oh, no. They're probably in the NIT. Does it say what if they're in the NCAA tournament or they're in the NIT?
All right, let me look. They were in the Mountain West tournament. That was
right. But they won the Mountain West tournament, though.
Right.
So they were number one.
Well, they won. Well, there was 2 days. They won the first game and they lost the second game to Boise State.
Oh. Boise State played. Did they play in the Western tournament? Are the Boise State in the West? So they beat UNLV in the West.
What are you asking me? Are you asking me a question?
Yeah. Boise State, what region is Boise State in? They're in the West. So if they beat UNLV, they beat them in the Western Division. And that's why
talking about what bracket are they in? Are you talking about the bracket?
Yes.
What bracket are they in? And
yeah.
Who are you asking about?
Boise State. You said Boise State beat UNLV. So what
Boise State is in the West Boise State is in the Western bracket.
Okay. So they beat UNLV in the Western bracket. So that's why UNLV has been eliminated from the West. What region did you see UNLV in now? Because they lost one game, so they must have been like, you know, they have 64 teams, and then they have like five extra teams. They go to like 68 or something. So UNLV could have been one of the extra teams, and they played and they lost. So, but are they still, I don't know if they're still in the NCAA tournament if they lost. because the teams that are playing now are playing the first round of the tournament. So if UNLV already lost, that means they didn't qualify for the first round, or they lost the first round, and now they have a second round where they're qualified for it. And that's probably the NIT tournament, not the NCAA tournament. So that's what I'm questioning. What tournament is UNLV in if they're not in the NCAA tournament? And what region are they playing in if they're not in the West? Because they lost to Boise in the West. That's what you said. So they're no longer in the West, but they lost to Boise in the West.
I'm not sure what you're asking me. Are you asking me a question? Or are you just working it out?
I want to know if UNLV is in the NCAA tournament. And if they are, what region are they playing in?
And so I'll tell you again, they're not in any of the brackets. They're not in the bracket at all. So I don't know if they're playing anywhere else, but they're not in, like, the bracket. The NCAA Division I Men's Basketball Championship bracket. They are not in there at all. So if they are playing in some kind of other tournament, they might be. I have no information on that.
Right. So they didn't qualify for the NCAA tournament then. Because you're saying they're not in any of the brackets in the NCAA tournament. So they didn't qualify. I thought they had done a good job this year, but I guess they didn't. I thought they went undefeated, like the girls basketball from UNLV went undefeated. They got 25-0. So, you know, they're expected to win the NCAA tournament for the women. But that's interesting. If UNLV men's team didn't make the tournament, I'm surprised. I heard all that stuff they were talking about, the NCAA and the men's basketball at UNLV. But if they didn't make the tournament, and they wasn't really that good because they didn't qualify for the tournament. That means they weren't in the top 64 teams in the country. Wow, that's shocking. I thought UNLV was going to do something. So they didn't qualify. They didn't qualify for the tournament. But you said they're playing somebody. Who are they playing? And what, you don't know what tournament that is that they're scheduled to play somebody. What number are they scheduled? What is their ranking?
I'm pretty sure I said that they lost to somebody in the Mountain Tournament. They lost to Boise State. That was their last game. They haven't played a game since then.
Okay. So Boise State qualifies for the NCAA tournament. Their number is 16 in the tournament. So if UNLV
Boise State
got
is number 10.
Number 10? Okay.
Right.
So they beat UNLV in a game. I don't know what game they played if they beat them in a game. Because you said Boise State beat you. Yeah, you said Boise State beat UNLV. So I don't know.
Yes, they did.
They beat them in the Midwestern tournament.
Boise State beat UNLV, and that's what got Boise State into the bracket. But it kept UNLV out of the bracket. You understand?
No, because if Boise State is 10, then UNLV could be anything from 11 to 16. How come they didn't qualify for the NCAA tournament? Because if Boise State is number 10 and they beat UNLV, that means UNLV could have been number 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, or 16 if they would have qualified for the NCAA tournament. But you're saying you don't see them on the NCAA tournament schedule. So they didn't qualify. They lost to Boise State. They must have lost in the Mountain West basketball tournament. But I thought UNLV won
that
tournament.
Yeah.
But
no,
they didn't
that's
win
what
that
I told
tournament.
You. Boise State beat UNLV in the Mountain West tournament, which eliminated UNLV.
Okay. Yeah, I thought UNLV had won their tournament and they were qualified for the NCAA tournament. But if Boise State beat them, that means they didn't qualify for the NCAA tournament. So they wasn't that good. UNLV's boys aren't that good. Like they were talking about on TV. They've been bragging about UNLV, the boys and the girls, but the girls are ranked number one in the women's NBA, in the women's NCAA tournament. The girls are number one. And they played Michigan in Louisiana today. But they're number one in the tournament. So the boys weren't that good. They didn't finish number one in the Mountain West because they got beat by Boise State, who's ended up being number 10 in the NCAA tournament. Okay, so that's what's happening. Okay, so UNLV didn't make the tournament. So we won't see UNLV playing against anybody in the NCAA tournament because they didn't qualify. That's the bottom line. All right, people, if you heard what I said, UNLV didn't qualify for the NCAA tournament, so they're not playing against anybody in the NCAA tournament. So they won't play UCLA, and I haven't heard about USC yet, so I don't know if USC made the tournament. And who else would I think made the tournament? Arizona already played, Arkansas played, Auburn played. I didn't hear LSU. I didn't hear Oregon. I didn't hear Washington. So none of those teams made the tournament.
Nope.
All of the Texas teams made the tournament. And because Texas always makes the tournament. South Texas, Texas Southern, Texas, Northern Texas, but all the Texas teams made the tournament. I'm sure we got like four Texas teams playing in the tournament. What other city would I expect that they have a basketball history? I didn't hear anything about North Carolina. Did North Carolina not make the tournament?
I don't see them.
As Duke made the tournament, I know they would have played against North Carolina. So they didn't make the tournament. North Carolina didn't qualify for the tournament. And who else? South Carolina.
North Carolina State is in the tournament.
Okay, but the U of North didn't make the tournament.
University of North Carolina, I do not see them on here. Nope. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Well, there's University of North Carolina, Asheville. Is that the one?
Yeah.
They're in here. They're in the, they play today.
Who do they play? I didn't hear you say their name.
Because we didn't finish the bracket.
Oh, we didn't? We got some more games to say? Oh, okay. I'm sorry. We have one more game.
Well, the last game is 15th ranked University of North Carolina Asheville playing second ranked UCLA.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna take UCLA for the win because North Carolina State.
University of North Carolina Asheville.
Yeah.
And then there's North Carolina State. Yeah.
Wait a minute. That's three different schools. University of North Carolina, Ashford.
Asheville.
Then you have University of North Carolina.
Nope, that's not a thing. It's just University of North Carolina, Asheville, and there's North Carolina State.
I wonder which one Jordan went to. I think he went to Ash whatever. I don't remember them saying Ashford. I thought he went to the University of North Carolina. He went to UNC. He didn't go to NC State. He went to UNC.
Jordan went to North Carolina. He went to Chapel Hill.
That's State.
University of North Carolina. University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill.
Yeah, that's UNC, University of North Carolina. They're not in the tournament. They didn't qualify for the tournament.
Right.
You didn't say anything.
UNC Chapel Hill is not in the tournament. UNC Asheville is in the tournament.
Right. Okay. I don't know anything about Asheville. I know about UNC, and I know about North Carolina State. Those two I know about. But UNC is not in the tournament. Okay.
UNC,
that's like
Chapel Hill, is not in the tournament.
Okay.
You hear what I said?
Yeah, Chapel Hill.
Asheville is in the tournament. UNC Chapel Hill is not in the tournament.
Okay. I don't know anything about UNC Asheville. I've never heard of them. So they must not be anybody's particular. They probably have never won a championship. They've never been top-ranked anything. They're just lucky to make the tournament this time. Because they're ranked 16th in the tournament.
15.
Yeah, so they barely made the tournament. Okay. North Carolina State made the tournament. And what's North Carolina? Are they 16th?
North Carolina State or University of North Carolina, Asheville?
No, Asheville, you said, was 15. North Carolina
right.
State. Which one are they? Are they 16th? They're 11.
They're 11.
So they're probably in a different. They're in a different division. I mean, region.
They're in the south.
They're in the south. Okay. North Carolina, Asheville. Where are they? What region are they in?
They're in the western bracket.
They're in the west. Oh. No, I never heard of them. I heard of NC State, though. But the UNC is the one that everybody recognizes. And that's where Jordan went, University of North Carolina. I guess that's Chapel Hill. But they didn't qualify for the tournament, so they're not going to be talked about in this NCAA tournament. Now, the teams that we went over, is that a total of 64 teams? Because there's only 64 teams that made the tournament. So,
right. We only went over 8 games. We went over 16 games, which is a total of 32 games. There's 16 more games tomorrow for that are all still part of the first round.
The NCAA tournament. Oh, okay. Well, when we do that, then we'll see if UNC, University of North Carolina, qualifies for that second part of the tournament. And
that's right.
We'll see if USC qualifies for that part of the tournament also. And who else? We got Duke, and we got Princeton. Maybe Harvard. I don't know if Harvard qualified for the tournament. I don't know if they beat Princeton or Princeton beat them in the tournament, and that's why Princeton went to the NCAA tournament. So I don't know. Okay. Okay. Well, sounds good. Okay. What time is it starting to get cold out here? And it's starting to rain, getting a little drizzly. So, okay. Well, let's shut the show down and do the birthdays and say the prayer and get out of here. So it'll be 5 o'clock by the time we finish. So I'm surprised.
You want to do the birthdays right now?
Yep.
Is that what you just said?
Yes.
Okay. Hard to follow what's going on, but since you want to do the birthday, we'll do them right now.
Put another candle on my birthday cake. We're going to bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today. I'm going to have a party with my birthday cake.
All right, here are the birthdays for today. March 16th, 2023. Happy birthday to the Greensville Cappers. Happy birthday to Dorothy Day. Happy birthday, Christy Crawford Bernardi. Happy birthday, Thomas Fisher. Happy birthday, Emery Scott Lee, 62 years young. Happy birthday to D. Anthony Wheeler. Happy birthday to Pamela Payne Powell. Happy birthday to Dr. P. C. Hall. Happy birthday to Sirs Ray. Happy birthday to Dominic Robinson. Happy birthday to Mitch Simaj, which is James spelled backwards. And last but not least, happy birthday to Mr. Michael A. Long. And that's it. So happy birthday to everyone who's celebrating their birthday today, March 16th, 2023.
Did you say somebody had a birthday that spelled their name backwards, James? Backwards.
Somebody on here's Facebook name is Mitch, and the last name is S-E-M-A-J, which is James spelled backwards.
Is he a Sigma? Does he have frat?
Yep.
Sure
he's
is. He's a Sigma. So they called him the backwards puzzle or something, the misfit. That's why they called him, spelled his name backwards. He's a misfit of the chapter, probably. Oh, that's interesting. That's an interesting way to describe him. I had a frat brother that was called the missing link. But they gave him his name, but his fraternity name was the missing link, because he was always absent anytime they had a session or anytime they did any meetings of any importance. He was always missing, so they called him the missing link. I don't even know how he crossed, but they pledged him and he crossed. I guess he knew all his history. It is the assignment. He made his paddle, and he made his crescent that he wore around his neck. So that's all they required of him, for him to learn his history. So, but that guy, that James, is his last name. I think this is it. And he spelled it backwards. That's really interesting. I wonder, where is he from? What city is, what state is he from? I wonder what chapter, what school.
From Tennessee. Tennessee. Tennessee.
Tennessee.
Tennessee.
Tennessee. All right. Well, happy birthday to all of the brothers, whether they're missing links or crazy or insane or notorious or whatever. Let's give them all their credibility for being frat and to go mob until the day they die. Well, all right. Well, happy birthday to all the brothers, all the sisters, and all my friends, fans, and associates that are celebrating their birthday today on the 14th of, today the 14th of January, of March, or the 15th? What do we say?
16.
Oh, tomorrow's the 17th. Okay. Tomorrow's St. Patrick's Day. Okay. I told you we had a real big festival going on St. Patrick's Day. They're barred to have all of these parties in Las Vegas. They're having a big bar hopping festival that you can go and get prizes from all of these different companies, and you can get beer and drinks at all of these bars, and they have food specials and everything. Oh, it's going to be a big thing. They said they don't want people to drive. They want people to get rides. So nobody is responsible for driving, because they figured everybody's going to be drinking. That's interesting. Okay. Sorry, people. I won't be there. I will be in my room. Oh, I'm going to miss that one. Oh, well, I'll catch it next year, I guess. But anyway, so happy birthday to all of the people that are celebrating their birthday, my frats, my sores, my friends, my fans, and the followers of the radio show. May you have a great day, and may you enjoy St. Patrick's Day tomorrow. Have a good time. Don't drink too much, and if you got a drinking problem, maybe you need to register in some kind of rehab, because they're out there. All right, well, I'm going to sing a happy birthday song for you, and then we're going to get out of here. So I want to say happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you all. Everybody that's born on March 16th, 2023, may you celebrate your birthday with the graces and the love of our Lord and Savior. And may you be blessed by Almighty God to live a continuously happy life. So, without further ado, I want to say, let us pray. Talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus, since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing, and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom, and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together, and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name I say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God on high. Amen.
I'm back in the hood.
come to match. My hair is long, my skin is black. I drink champagne and I don't smoke crack. I'm getting money, I'm smooth as silk. I eat cereal with cold milk. That's Papa G, I'm calling Bill. His picture's on my window seal. I go to church in my room. She's the bride and I'm the groom. I work out right on Zoom, getting scrubbed, playing Doom. Look at my arm, hard as hell. I work out, can't you tell? Pimp all day, ring the bell. In my room, what's that smell? And they say I'm fat. This is I'm some mat. My skin is black. And I don't smoke crack. And they say I'm fat. This is I'm some mat. My skin is black. And I don't smoke crack. I'm getting money. Come on, y'all. Standing up, walking tall. Up all day, ready to ball. Bigger they are, the harder they fall. It's my boy in the mall. Marky D, big head Paul. Making moves, standing tall. Making hella money, y'all. Shooting hoops in the park. Behind my back, hitting the mark. Going home before it starts. Feed my pigs so they don't bark. Now I lay me down to sleep. Pray, dear Lord, my soul to keep. Tell my girl, no time to sleep. Cause I'm G-Money and I'm going deep. And they say I'm fat. Cause I'm some mat. My skin is black. And I don't smoke crack. And they say I'm fat. Cause I'm some mat. My skin is black. And I don't smoke crack. I'm G-Money and I get down. Doing my thing all across the town. I get up and I get down. I'm the king and I wear the crown. I'm G Money, I'm the man. I got girls all across the land. I'm on a mission, I got a plan. Facebook Live, OnlyFans. I'm G Money, yeah that's right. I lost my money, I lost my sight. I lost my house, but that's alright. I still got the Lord, still in the fight. I'm G Money and I'm here to say. I rap on the microphone like back in the day. I came to party, didn't come to play. Can't stop me now, 6'5", all day. And they say I'm fat. Cause I'm some mat. My skin is black. And I don't smoke crack. And they say I'm fat. Cause I'm some mat. My skin is black. And I don't smoke crack. 6'5". Is where I reside. West Side, South Central LA. And that's the Mac is back. Whoa, I was hitting that weed and it was good.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at
BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com.
If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at
BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com.
If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at
BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com.
Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.